If you have your Bibles this morning, you go with us, follow with us, and we'll do our best to bring you a message very, very needful from the Word of the Lord. And if somebody's got a song later, they can sing whatever they want to. But listen to the Scripture. The Bible said in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and we're going down to the 10th verse. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the powers of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparations of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye might be able to quench all the fiery trials of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, which is the Word of God. Now, the Bible said to take, put on the whole armor of God. We have to start from somewhere. Peter come preaching repentance, in remission of sin, and being baptized, and getting started on a journey. I would like for us to go back into the Scripture. The Bible said, but I want you to notice and take heed of the whole armor of God. And the baptism, the 3rd chapter of Matthew, the 13th verse. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. And come thou to me? And Jesus answered, said unto him, suffer it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. I want us to notice right there, us, who was talking about? He was talking about John, in himself, to fulfill all righteousness. That's why I asked Caleb to join me this morning. It took two to fulfill all righteousness. He suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lightning upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I don't know whenever Jesus first come to John, he was at Bethel Barber, beyond Jordan. But the Bible said the next day he come to John to be baptized in that of John. John said, I have need to be baptized of thee. He said, suffer it to be so now. but now to fulfill that for us, to fulfill that all righteousness, which is one of the great armors of God. I girded about with truth. I put on a cross, which goes along with all our righteousness. And then he said, it is come to us to fulfill all righteousness. John took him down in Jordan to baptize him. There was a lot of people that talked about Jordan. I can see Naaman, the old prophet of old. One time, whenever he went to the man of God, he had a leprosy, and the man of God said, go and nip yourself seven times in Jordan, and come and make me with me to be whole. Whenever this man come up from the river of Jordan, after dipping himself seven times, his skin become clean. He was rid of the plagues that he had. Whenever we lay aside all the filth of the world that we're always used to doing, I'd take it on the whole armor of God. Jesus, he was the Son of God. He had to put on the whole armor of God. And when he come up out of Jordan, the heavens was open up, and he heard a voice from heaven saying, behold, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This man called Jesus coming up from his baptizing, put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
And he was able then to go face the devil.
That's right. Amen.
After that we have done everything that we know to do, then we're able to withstand the queen child, the fiery trial.
Amen.
That is to try us. Listen, I've got to take every one of them. If Jesus left off one, he would not hear the voice.
That's right. Amen.
He would have not been able to withstand the devil. Now, I want you to listen. What Jesus is fixing to go through, I want you to listen. We're not done with Jesus. But he's now able to set forth on his journey in the flesh to try to withstand the wiles of the devil, brother.
That's right. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord.
Amen.
Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall rear thee up, and lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Then Jesus said to him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And he said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. But listen, and Jesus said to him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, him only. Thou shalt serve, listen to this, and the devil leaveth him. And behold, the angels came and ministered to him. You know, church, I got to thank you. I read about that. Hey, man, you know how Jesus himself even went through the trials and tribulations that we go through. Hey, man, even during the devil like we go through each day. Hey, man, Jesus knew that it took the whole armor of God to withstand that old devil. Amen. Church, today, let me tell you something. I remember the day that I come up out of that water. Amen. Was it the water that saved me? No, it's
God. He said, get hence, Satan. Yeah. You shall worship no other God.
Amen.
Amen. But the one and only true God.
Yeah.
Amen. And the Bible says that Satan left.
Amen.
Amen. Church today. Amen. If you're going through problems, and you're going through trials and tribulations,
yeah.
I tell that old devil, get hence, get behind me.
Yeah.
Amen. And that devil will leave you. Amen. He will leave your life.
Amen.
He will get there behind you. Amen. But the whole army of God has got to be there, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Church today, I see so many people. Amen. Think that you live in this life without God.
Yeah.
They think that you walk the trails. Amen. Just like Jesus did. And said they don't need the whole army of God to get it done. Amen. Church, if you look. Amen. The men and women in the military.
Yeah.
Today, they have the stuff that they need to go to war. And they got their guns. And they got their shields. They got their hard hats. They've been ready to go to war each and every day. And church today, amen, the Bible is your sword today.
Amen.
The Lord is your shield. Amen. If you don't have either one of them, you're doomed to fall. Amen.
Amen.
With the baptism. Amen. When Jesus came out of that water. Amen. The Bible says the light came down. The sun shined upon him. Amen. God said, this is my beloved son.
Yeah.
Whom I'm well pleased.
Amen.
God was pleased with what he did.
Yeah,
right. Amen, church, we get saved. Amen, we come to know the Lord, the blood's applied. Amen, we come up out of the water. Amen, it may be a rainy day, I don't know. But God is pleased with what you've done.
Yeah.
God is happy with what you've done for him.
Yeah.
And then you can take the next step. Amen, all the way to glory one day.
Amen.
Right.
Woo!
Amen.
There's something about a baptizing, brother. Yeah. Amen. It sends electricity right to this old boy's body.
Yes.
Amen. Church, I tell you. Amen. It's not just being out there and getting in the water. Amen. We're talking about going to the field of the woods. Amen. They bring the water over from the River Jordan.
Yeah.
Amen. They fill this pool up.
Yeah.
Brother, it's not the water from the Jordan River.
Yeah.
Amen. But amen, it's the Spirit of God that exists there.
Yeah.
Amen. It's the Spirit of God knowing. Amen. That Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Was baptized in that river. Amen. Just to have something. Amen. Get that close to Christ. Amen. Meets the world.
Amen.
Oh boy. I've been looking forward to that baptizing coming up. Amen. I'm excited about it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not getting baptized. I've already done it. Amen. But you know what? I feel like when I get to see somebody being dipped, amen, to the waters of Jordan,
amen,
I feel like I go right through it again. Amen. To get to feel that feeling that God, when I receive Christ in my heart, and know that I become a new creature in Christ.
Right.
Yeah.
That day the Bible says all old things pass away. Behold, everything's new.
Yeah, right.
Amen. God expects you to walk a different walk. Amen. He expects you to talk a different talk when you come up out of the water.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, boy, I tell you. But church today, I'm telling you, you may be here today. Amen. You may be here today and you may say, Caleb, I've been saved before. Amen. But I was somewhere along life's way. I lost my armor and I put it down somewhere. And as you may say, Caleb, maybe I need to add my name to that list.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to put this old boy's name on that list to be baptized. Maybe that's something I need to do to get that whole armor back.
Yeah.
Church, that old devil ain't going to leave you alone.
Right.
If you think for 1 minute that devil ain't going to fight you, boy, you're wrong.
Right.
Amen. But with the whole armor of God, you can tell that old devil to get behind you today. Amen, church, I tell you what, I believe my life didn't get a little bit easier. I think it got a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Amen, because the devil knew he lost somebody.
Yeah.
Amen, the devil knew he lost somebody in his army. Amen, so that made him want to fight just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Amen, but can you think about this, church? How mad that devil must have been. Amen, to take Jesus upon a high mountain.
Yeah.
And he said, listen, I will give you everything that you have here.
Yeah.
Everything can be yours if you just bow and worship me.
Yeah.
Oh. But what little the devil knew, God already owned everything.
Amen.
God already had everything. Yeah. He didn't have to be given to him because he already had it anyways. And he said, I'm not going to worship nobody else but the one true God.
Yes, amen.
Oh, boy, church today, what an opportunity we're getting.
Amen.
What an opportunity we're getting. Amen. That's a whole lot of God put on. I will ask you to say it today. Lord, I'd love to add my name to that list.
Now's a good time. Pick it up and carry it. You know, we may not ever see it. I don't ever expect to see the River of Jordan. And we promise like we will never get there. The closest thing that I can take you to the River of Jordan, I was in Murphy, North Carolina. I was shifting in twice a year. The waters don't have no power. If I could get to the River of Jordan, I would want to be baptized. Not because of the water, but because it was sufficient for Jesus.
That's right.
I'm there to weigh down. I'm there, John. I laid the Lord down. Baptism is not to wash away the filth of the flesh. I'm a danger of good conscience. And down the Lord, I listen to show by His burial, by His death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. I know today, we'll never see the River of Jordan. Listen, whenever we found us an altar, we begin to pray. I repent of our sins. Jesus come into my life. Somebody say, well, I just go through life. I don't want to be baptized. That's up to the individual.
I'm going to wade right in. I'm going to be
But if you feel like you need to be baptized, He will suffer you to be baptized.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, one time's enough. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I'm going to wade right in.
But every day I have to go back and ask the Lord to help me with my salvation. Sometimes I have to say, Lord, forgive me for something I've said or done. Lord, you know, day by day, we are renewed. I am a spirit of Lord.
Yes, right.
I hope you got something out of the service today.
In the rushing waters, I'm going down to the River of Jordan.
Whenever Jesus and John went down into the river, and whenever he come up out of that water,
praise the Lord.
It will do that for him. It will do that for me and you.
Right.
And if you want to grow, get rooted and grounded in the Lord.
Amen.
Go all the way with Jesus. Yeah,
that's right. Amen.
In Revelations, he said, I remember from whence they are fallen. He said, and repent. And do thy first work over, because you left your first love.
We believe
that a man can fall from grace.
That's right. Amen.
That he needs to repent, do his first works again.
Yeah.
Amen. If there's anybody who needs to pray,